Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch. Mwah!
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Periodically, our good friend Robert Crisanti joins us to try to restore some order with limited success. He's the president and CEO of International Franchise Association, franchise.org. Robert, tell us about it.
Well, we represent franchisors and franchisees all throughout the United States and even the world. So, franchising has been a boon to the United States in a way because every dollar that that franchise systems earn overseas flows back into the United States. And so we have, when you see a McDonald's in Helsinki, Finland, and so forth, there's a percentage of the revenue that flows back to the United States, creates jobs here, and so forth, and in a way that I think a lot of people don't appreciate it.
Right.
So we're responsible for a big chunk of the economy.
There's no question about it, folks, and I'll tell you something else, and I've said this many times before, I've been saying it for a long time. Franchising itself, the model of franchising, is America's gift to the world. And so many jobs are created, so many customers are served. It's astonishing to even imagine how many people, families, have benefited on many different levels from the franchise model. And so, Robert, I congratulate you on the work that you guys are doing. My heart goes out to all your franchisors and the franchisees out there trying to make a living out on Main Street. Speaking of which, how big a deal was the PPP, especially round two? How big a deal is that going to be for franchises?
Yeah, I mean, we fought tooth and nail for PPP round one and round two both. And I think it is going to be a difference maker for a lot of small businesses and franchise small businesses all throughout the United States. My real concern, Jim, and this is one of the reasons why I think it's great to have a conversation with you, because you're a mouthpiece for so many folks that listen, that are small business people that listen to your show. The franchise folks have been very well educated. We did over 100 webinars since March of last year, before the end of the year, to talk to people about what they could do. Number one, ways to innovate their businesses. So if you don't have a takeout window in your business, how do you accelerate drive-through? And, lots of ideas. How do you get better cleaning procedures? How do you have people enter and leave your store? All of these things. But the uptake of PPP lending in franchise businesses was extremely high relative to other small businesses, particularly, and I talked to the Black Chambers of Commerce the other day, particularly relative to small businesses and small, really small, micro small businesses,
right,
that are single guys that could have used PPP, that were able and eligible to get PPP, but they didn't know how to apply. They didn't close the deal, and so they should they should be listening. Your listeners that are out there today, if you have not used PPP, if you've not looked into it, you're making a mistake. You need to help yourself.
Find a community bank to help you, folks. They will help you. Big banks will not help you as much. Small banks, if they don't know you, they'll start calling you a customer. They'll help you. Hey, one of the things I want to ask you before we go, Robert, is part of the law that was signed on December 27th into law, the PPP2 and the other things that came with it, that was not, a fail as far as I'm concerned, is getting some kind of liability protection for businesses so that employees and customers can't sue a company by claiming that they got coronavirus in COVID-19 in that business. What do you think about that? Is there any way of getting that restarted?
Well, for the small business trial attorneys that are listening to your show, all three of them. I think it's going to be that's one of those things where there's going to be recompense on down the line. I mean, from a perspective of a small business owner, what can you do positively about this? If you had a corona incident, and because we follow this and we do it at scale, right? You've had a corona incident among your employees or among a customer, please do yourself a favor and do everything you can to preserve the records that you have related to that, so that you can show all of the things you've done.
And everything, because you may have to defend yourself. That's going to happen. Hey, Robert, good job today. Let's have a good 2021 together. Come back soon.
Will do. Thank you, sir.
Robert Crisante, ladies and gentlemen, president of the International Franchise Association, franchise.org. Check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.